Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nahihirapan ang mga negosyo sa Australia makabangon mula sa mga epekto sa ekonomiya ng COVID-19 dahil sa kakulangan ng mga manggagawang may kasanayan. Hinihikayat ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry ang pamahalang federal na kumilos at gawing mas accessible ang skilled migration. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Marcelia Ailey na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Si Spiros Senos ay may-ari ng negosyong Centennial Park Automotives. Isa lamang siya sa maraming mga negosyong nahihirapan bunga sa kakulangan ng mga manggagawang may kasanayan.
Not many mechanics available at the moment. There's a shortage of them. Every workshop I do speak to have the same problem. I've had an ad running since October last year. And no one come out for the job.
Yan si Spiros Senos, ang may-ari ng negosyong Centennial Park Automotives. Sa ngayon, pinagsisikapan niyang matulungan ang dating empleyadong makabalik sa bansa matapos itong magtungo ng Spanya ng nakaraang taon. Nais siya magbalik ito upang magtrabaho sa kanyang shop. Ngunit sa pagsara ng mga borders kasabay ng komplikadong skilled migration program ng bansa, di ito nagiging madali para sa magkabilang panig.
We have a mechanic, Xavier, who was working for us for 2 years, went back last year, and he's willing to come back to Australia, and we are going to sponsor him if we get him back. We will sponsor Xavier. He's just waiting for the borders to open to get back over here.
Hinihikayat ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry ang pamahalang federal na gawing mas accessible ang skilled migration sa mga negosyo. Sa paghain ng mungkahi sa Joint Standing Committee on Migration, ayon sa grupo, ang kakulangan ng mga may kasanayan at manggagawa ay lubhang nakakaapekto sa mga negosyo sa buong Australia, habang sinisikap ng mga ito yung makabangon mula sa pinsala bunga ng COVID-19 pandemic. Ayon sa CEO ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Jenny Lambert, ang matagal na pagsara ng borders ng Australia ay isa sa mga dahilan ng kakulangan ng mga manggagawang may kasanayan.
Now had over 12 months where the pipeline of skilled migration has been completely closed down. So there has been very few skilled migrants been able to get into the country, and those have been in a very narrow range of occupations. You know, that has really led to some significant skill shortages in a range of regional locations and in a range of occupations and industries. So that pipeline being closed down for that length of time, it has made a significant impact on a whole range of businesses.
Sang-ayon ng negosyanteng si Senos.
If the borders would open and get some skilled technicians allowed back into the country, so we can start seeing some mechanics. We need workers. We've got plenty of work on, but no one to do the work.
Ang mekaniko ay di kabilang sa skilled migration list ng pamahalaan, kung saan kabilang sa kasalukuyang tala ang mga GP, nurse, software engineer at social worker, na ayon sa pamahalaan ay mahalagang mga kasanayan upang masuportahan ang pagbangong muli ng ekonomiya ng bansa. Ngunit ayon kay Jenny Lambert, kailangan palawakin ang sakop ng mga trabaho na kabilang sa skilled migration.
We need to expand the number of occupations that are coming in, to fill priority occupations. And those priorities are now no longer just about how we manage COVID. I mean, so obviously we've had priority occupations about nurses and doctors, but there are priorities, economic priorities that need to drive our decisions in relation to migrants at the moment. And we certainly need a broader range of occupations being allowed to come into the country under the current rules.
Anya, mas nararamdaman din ng mga regional na komunidad ang pinsala at epekto ng pagsara ng mga hangganan o border closure dahil sa pangkaraniwang mga migrante ang nagtatrabaho sa mga tinatawag na seasonal jobs sa agrikultura at hospitality.
seasonal workers, not just in agriculture, which often gets a lot of attention, and quite rightly so. They've got fruit and vegetable rotting on the ground because they can't get enough people to pick their produce. But it's also in the hospitality area. We're obviously doing major promotion to get Australians to travel to a whole range of great regional tourist spots. But for many of those businesses, they can't even open up all their rooms, or they don't have enough staff to open up their restaurants to their full capacity because they just can't get the people.
Si Jenny Lambert ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Ay naman sa ekonomistang si Sarah Hunter, masyado pang maaga upang sabihin kung ang kakulangan sa mga manggagawa na may kasanayan ay magkakaroon ng malaking epekto o magdudulot ng malaking problema sa ekonomiya. Anya, kailangan maghintay ng 6 na buwan at suriin muli ang datos upang makita kung ang mga kakulangan ng mga manggagawa ang magiging balakid sa pag-unlad at magdudulot sa pagtaas ng sahod.
This is a very, very new thing. There is not really widespread evidence yet that this is a major constraint of any description. It's really just anecdotal evidence, pockets. The mechanic you interviewed earlier on, he's one micro example. That's not really enough to say definitively right now that this is a constraint on growth. We just don't know that yet.
Nanawagan din ng Chamber of Commerce sa pamahalaan ng hakbang upang ayusin ang pagpasok ng mga tao sa Australia at makontrol ang mga panganib bunga ng COVID-19 habang nakakatulong at nagbebenepisyo ito sa ekonomiya. Nananawagan rin sa pagrepaso ng Skilled Migration Program ng pamahalaan na ayon sa Chamber of Commerce ay masyadong komplikado at mahal.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.